The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Interesting thought in the Irish Times today by Brianna Parkins. So we have the Tories and compulsory national service. What about, wonders Brianna, and only half jokingly, I mean, let's kind of treat this as a thought exercise. What about forcing everybody under the age of 25 doing a year in a typically poorly paid customer service role? Hospitality, retail, facing the public is the only must, compulsory aspect. Pick your poison. And so, well, she talked about the skills it would develop, and she also talked about a certain empathy, which we might all have when we're subsequently dealing with people in these jobs.
Wait, I changed my mind. Stack it in the order, I'll eat it driving home.
Sir, please! I've already bagged it by color and an order of each item's discovery by man.
The customer's always right. That's what everybody likes about us. Now mush!
You tell him, Jumbo! And you, start over. I want everything in one bag.
Yes, ma'am.
But I don't want the bag to be heavy.
Well, I don't think that's possible.
What are you, the possible police? Just do it.
Very happy to say we're joined by JP McMahon, Michelin star chef, author, restaurateur. You're there, JP?
Indeed. Hi, how are you?
Very well. Barry Duff is with us as well of the Lock and Brew Cafe in Dublin. Hey, Barry.
Hey, how are things, Joe?
So, curious for your sense of this, fellas. Look, I've had my stint in retail. I suspect a lot of people along the way have. It can be no fun. Brianna, there's a thread of playfulness through the piece. Like she says, I know that if I have to, I can wrestle a 6-foot man into a headlock until security arrives. So there's a bit of that going on. But she does say these are often the most demanding jobs, both physically and mentally, with the lowest remuneration. But the personal development they offer is priceless. I truly believe these jobs make for better and more empathetic people in the world. JP, tell us the experience of customer-facing jobs these days.
Yeah, I think it is really important, whether it's retail or hospitality. My own daughter is 15. She just started working in the restaurant, in our restaurant this year, and she's doing about 20 hours a week. And she's, she's quite shy and a little bit introverted. And I think it helps every day. She seems to come a bit more out of her shell and from engaging with people and engaging in social situations and the dynamics with customers. And also, I suppose, learning about the value of money. I think a lot of us go into restaurants and take for granted, or cafes and take for granted, like, why does something cost something? I mean, it's just food I'm getting. But you have to remember that there's people cooking for you, serving you. And I think that it's a valuable life skill. It's something I did myself from 15, and I suppose I ended up in the career. But yeah, I don't think you have to end up as a career. I think it can apply to so much.
And is she enjoying the experience?
We tried to get her to do it last year and she did not enjoy it at all. She did about 12 hours, four-hour shifts, and she was like, no, I'm not doing this. And she's enjoying the social aspect in terms of the staff and getting to know some of the staff and then having a few friends and kind of, I think that's the aspect that she seems to be enjoying most. And that she's also, I suppose, a COVID child in the sense that I've missed out on, I think, her sixth class and first year. So I think that kind of their friend group would be smaller. So I think it is really helpful for her just to kind of become a little bit more confident in herself.
Barry, one of the points Brianna makes in her piece, and it was something I thought of, I have to say, when I saw the headline of the piece, is she says people who don't snap at the waiter serving them or the checkout attendants scanning their groceries, people who know a job or an occupation isn't a measure of a person's intelligence, just a measure of the opportunities afforded to them, people who understand what it's like to be treated or paid poorly and vow to try and change their behaviour if it's within their power one day. That struck me. I mean, look, we're obviously not discussing the reality of making people work in a public-facing job a la national service, but that would be an aspect that the general public, it strikes me, Barry, are pretty rude to people in these jobs a lot of the time.
Well, I suppose customers do come in, when they come into a restaurant, with some expectation of being completely looked after and well looked after as well. Now, at the other end of it then is that, you know, we're kind of, my three sons work with me as well, and we put in an awful lot of hours, long hours into it. And we do deal with the public on a daily basis, obviously. Look, the majority of customers, you know, the 90, like we always say at the end of the day, is trading. If we can please 99% of the people, we'll be very happy. There's always going to be kind of one that will come in, you know, that's in a rush going to back to work, or they've had their certain day. So we feel to a certain degree that you're like a bit of a counselor as well to some people that come in. You get to read people very well when you're in this industry. You know, if you're in it like for the length of time, the length of years that I've been in it, you do get to read people. So, you know which way to approach them. Even the staff that we have, the young girls that work for us that are still in school, we've young lads that are in college, girls in college as well. They're put right at the coal face. It's like kind of being dropped into an arena and having to give a speech. So you're right out there. It is intimidating. It can be intimidating, but everybody that's worked for me have all come out the far side of it and all come out completely different people. A lot more confident, and being able to deal with the public and being able to address people and speak to them properly. I've seen staff coming in where they're, you know, their head will be down and they wouldn't want to engage or they wouldn't want to go over. Give them, you know, 2 or 3 months in the business and my God, it's like a completely different person.
Right.
So there is that aspect of it, you know.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
So maybe you're actually like, yeah, let's do this. Let's make this compulsory.
It's not what a choice, you know. There's no, like, when you're out on the floor of a restaurant, there's nowhere to hide. You know, you can't kind of go missing. You know, you're basically there and you're in the middle of it all. And you do deal with, you know, you can deal with every aspect of, you know, the public on one particular day and the way they're feeling and the way the server's feeling as well. Like, you don't know what they're going through or what type of day they had the day before. So, you know, you have to kind of bite your lip and you know, serve everybody and look after everybody the best you can.
So, Barry, you're in a fair few years now. Are you seeing a kinder public when they come in and deal with staff, or have we deteriorated, or what's your general sense of things?
No, 100% they're a kinder public, 100% okay. They are. I think, you know, when COVID period came around, you know, when kind of that was all taken away from us all, it was a real kind of wake-up call. I think prior to that, and then Celtic Tiger era, it was just a given. You know, we were entitled to this. We're entitled to go in here and we're entitled to snap the fingers and expect someone to come over and look after us. And we're the only people that are in the restaurant and, you know, just look after us and there's nothing else like us and make sure you're watching every move that we're making. And the minute I move, I want someone over beside me. You know, that was the aspect going back, as I said. But then when COVID hit, I think people realised, my God, we're at the losing this. And we really did enjoy that. You know, we really look forward to going out the weekend. We look forward to going to a restaurant to socialise. And when that came back, it was like a breath of fresh air. You know, everybody came in and had a lot more respect. And in general, I find that people are just so, they just love socialising. Mm. And it's like they've been given a second chance. So, yeah, things have changed dramatically, in my view, completely, you know.
Well, that's good to hear. Does that tally with your experience, JP?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that I've seen young people come in over the last couple of years of 15, 16 and 17 year olds and who may have stayed with us each summer and their confidence just grows and grows in the end they seem completely different people. And I think also I think it gives people who are kind of in school who, like, not everyone is, I suppose, fit for the one system. And I think it shows people other aspects of what they can do.
Yeah.
And there's so much public facing. It could be hairdressing. It could be, like, retail. It could be hospitality. It could be... And I think that they sometimes they get the bug and they go, do you know what? Like, maybe there is other aspects to do. Because not everyone is going to follow that school into university. They might want to do something else.
Absolutely. On Barry's point that he senses general public going in the right direction in terms of how they behave towards staff, particularly post-COVID. Have you noticed that?
I think, like, I mean, I suppose yes and no. I mean, I think that, I mean, for us in the restaurant, I mean, I do think people are, 99% of people are absolutely pleasant, and it's rare now that we have someone who's very, very disgruntled. I think customers are more demanding in other aspects where I've seen like allergies and dislikes and that kind of cropping up into a meal where I think sometimes they don't realise the labour that goes into preparing food. And I think sometimes people might have a dislike of something that's not necessarily an allergy, and then they're making different dishes and that. And even today, we were going through the menu, and there was like nearly every single person had an allergy or dislike, and someone's writing out all the menus and making sure this person's going to have this. This is in an ear. We have a tasting menu, so like, I think people are absolutely more pleasant, but I do think that there is the demands of working in the restaurant, and people kind of the expectation levels, I think, are much higher since COVID. The people maybe might be going out less, and they want to just have a nice time, and they might be going out once a week, you know.
Yeah, look, I guess it's always hard to generalize on these things. I do suspect people are on better behavior in restaurants, and you two are both involved in that side of things. In that, you're with the waiter for the evening. You know, if you're going to behave terribly with your waiter, I mean, you're creating an odd dynamic for yourself for the next couple of hours. I almost suspect, Barry, it's tougher in retail, where it is more transactional and brief. And I think maybe that's where rudeness tends to come out a touch more. I'm just hazarding a guess. I'm sure people would text in.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like, I was in retail as well. And retail, like, everybody is kind of in a hurry, you know, and wants to be served immediately. And when they come to the counter, you know, serve me, look after me, and let me go. I have no time to be kind of, this is a waste of my time, standing around here. Look, you have to be a people person to be in this business. You know, we've actually opened up a new place there, a deli, and we've amalgamated two businesses together, and it's a force to be done kind of in this country, where we have a local Chinese takeaway and we have the restaurant. So we've opened up a deli and we have both elements of that to serve for lunch. So we do a Chinese element and we also do breakfast. We do breakfast rolls and all that, the hot food and takeaway. Yeah. So we've amalgamated them together. And, you know, as I said, you have to be a people person. You have to love dealing with the public. And I do, you know, and it's as simple as that. It's just kind of get on with it.
There's a nice text in from Maria, which tallies with what you're both saying about younger staff who get involved in those public-facing jobs. When my daughter was 18, she was ridiculously shy and insecure. She went working as a waitress, and within 2 weeks, she was a different girl. Bubbly, full of confidence, still is to this day, 5 years later. All teens should do waitressing, says Maria, which is a lovely text to get. Although we'll finish on this one, and maybe probably something we could all be cognizant of. Tom says, my daughter works in a bank in North Dublin, and some of the customers treat her very badly, very rude. She comes home sometimes so sad it kills me, which is the other end of the stick, and that's an awful thing to read. So maybe we can all be cognizant of that. Fellas, we're out of time. Thanks for your thoughts. JP McMahon, chef, author, restaurateur. Thanks, JP, and Barry Duff as well from the Lock and Brew Cafe.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Your brand deserves better than one-size-fits-all branded clothing. Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your team will want to wear, backed by above-and-beyond expertise. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product.